Prime Minister has promised all those who voted for him in the election that he'll not let them down. He's given his main speech at the Conservative Party conference in Manchester. Our chief political correspondent, John Craig, joins me from there now. And John, let's start with Mr Cameron's rather scathing attack on the Labour leader, Jeremy Corbyn.
Mr Cameron didn't devote much of his speech to Mr Corbyn, the new Labour leader, but the bits when he did were pretty sharp, pretty hostile. And the point he was making was that the Tories have now captured the centre ground and the Labour Party have gone way off to the left. At one point he talked about we must keep our heads whilst the Labour Party are losing theirs. This is how he described Mr Corbyn.
My friends, we cannot let that man inflict his security-threatening, terrorist-sympathising, Britain-hating ideology on this country we love.
And aside from attack on the Labour leader, what else did Mr Cameron talk about?
Well, Mr Cameron really had two themes. He had one was, of course, he was in the unusual position of being a prime minister who's already announced that he's going to step down. So he was talking about what goals he has between now and 2020, the next general election. He was talking about social reform, schools, social work, prisons. But he also described, and of course the audience loved it, what it felt like when he won that general election on May the 7th. All the pundits were proved wrong and the Tories had won with an overall majority.
I thought, I'll just go and lie down to let it all sink in. And as I shut my eyes, Ed Balls had gone. And then I woke up, I switched on the radio, and Nigel Farage had gone too. There was a moment I thought I'd died and gone to heaven.
I'm sure that went down well with the party faithful. But what else specifically did he talk about regarding policies?
Well, on social reform, he talked about more academies, more free schools, and also a crackdown on social workers who don't measure up to the job. He talked about a shake-up there, stripping people of their powers. Also, there was a long section about tackling extremism, the so-called preachers of hate, some pretty tough sanctions against them as well, shutting down some of their schools and some of their, potentially, I guess, some of their churches as well. That will probably provoke a pretty angry response from some of those, but it was quite a visionary speech all about what he wants to achieve between now and 2020. It was a very meaty speech. There was a lot in it. Interestingly also, the people he praised during the speech or some of his senior ministers, as you might expect, but there was a pointer to a big job for Boris Johnson in the months ahead when he's no longer London mayor. He praised Mr Johnson's speech and then he said there was a huge amount more to come from Boris Johnson. Now, there's some suggestion that he'll get a pretty big cabinet job, possibly even Home Secretary if Theresa May perhaps was moved to Leader of the Commons or something like that in a reshuffle next summer after Mr Johnson's term of office ends. A few good jokes as well, not many, but a few. For example, he was referring to Boris Johnson's speech yesterday when Mr Johnson was talking about rugby and Mr Cameron said, I was a hooker, and they all laughed at that. And he said, and that's a fact, not a chapter from a Michael Ashcroft book. And then there was another bit where he was attacking Labour. He talked about economics guru of Jeremy Corbyn, who's called Richard Murphy, how he'd written a book called The Joy of Tax. And Mr Cameron said, there are 64 positions. I've tried all of them and none of them work. So that got a good laugh as well. So it probably one of Mr Cameron's better speeches. Obviously not under so much pressure now. He's won that overall majority. The party love him. I bet there'll be a few people leaving the hall this afternoon who probably think, oh, I wish he wasn't stepping down, because you could make the case that, of course, all those contenders who we've heard from in Manchester this week, contenders for the Tory crown, Boris Johnson, George Osborne, Theresa May, a lot of people, I suspect, might think, oh, they're none of them a patch on Mr Cameron. And there is a bit of a parallel here with Tony Blair and the Labour succession, because Mr Cameron is quite a class act and a class performer in the way that Tony Blair was. And, of course, Gordon Brown didn't measure up. And I think there'll probably be a few Tory members of the Tory faithful here who think that the others don't match up to Mr Cameron.